Dr. D'Souza reading on Linda Marshall, L-I-N-D-A, Linda Marshall, M-A-R-S-H-A-L-L-L. I'm sorry, S-H-A-L-L, Linda Marshall. Date of birth is 10-10-44. Date of visit 2-11-22. Please make a copy for Dr. Teresa Hernandez. T-E-R-E-S-A, Teresa Hernandez, H-E-R-N-A-N-D-E-Z, M-D. Next line. Dear Teresa, thank you for sending Linda Marshall for pulmonary evaluation. Next paragraph is present illness. This is most recent CT chest was done in July of 2020, which showed bilateral pulmonary nodules ranging from 4 to 7 millimeters, which appeared stable over a period of 2 years. There was also a focal airspace consolidation suggesting atelectasis in the right midlobe and diffuse centrilobular emphysema with bibasal scarring. And she also had coronary artery calcifications. Next paragraph, past history, the patient's past history includes history for diabetes mellitus and history for hypertension. She has had carpal tunnel release on the left and a history for bleeding from the bladder following a pregnancy which required surgery. She also had an appendectomy. She had a tonsillectomy remotely and a cholecystectomy. The patient has peripheral neuropathy and hypolipidemia and vitamin D deficiency. History for respiratory failure and hepatitis C. Next paragraph, allergies to Flovent and Farxiga. Next paragraph, habits of patients smoked 1 to 2 packs per day for 51 years and quit. No significant alcohol use. for a family, see, mother had dementia and hypertension. Father died of a stroke and colon cancer. Next paragraph, medalist included albuterol, NEBS, 1 unit dose, TID, 2.5 milligrams. Aspirin, 81 milligrams a day. Fosamax, 70 milligrams weekly. Claritin, 10 milligrams daily. Lysix, 40 milligrams daily. Incruz, Ellipta, 1 puff daily. And Rio, Ellipta, 100-25 micrograms, 1 puff daily. As well as a Ventolin, HFA inhaler, PRN. And rosuvastatin, 20 milligrams a day. Next paragraph. Review of symptoms. The patient denies fatigue or fever. She had some weight loss. She denies any headaches, blackouts, or hoarseness. She has shortness of breath, wheezing, and chest tightness. And denies any leg edema or calf muscle pains. She has some urinary frequency and flank pains. And denies any skin rash. Next paragraph. She has numbness of the extremities and trouble ambulating. And no depression or anxiety. Next paragraph, physical exam, this elderly, averagely about white female is alert, pale, no acute distress. Blood pressure 128/70, pulse is 92, respiration is 18, temperature 97.5, weight is 135, saturation 95. HEND at non-static, pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, ears no inflammation, throat was clear. Neck supple, no venous distension, no thyromegaly or lymphadenopathy. Chest, distant breath sounds with wheezes scattered bilaterally, prolonged expirations. Heart, the heart sounds are regular, asthma, and asthma, no murmur. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema, no calf tenderness, reflexes of 1 plus with no gross motor deficit, cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin, no lesions. Next paragraph, impression number one. COPD with chronic bronchitis and emphysema. Number two is diabetes mellitus type 2. Number three is hypertension and number four is peripheral neuropathy. Number five is allergic rhinitis. And number six is chronic respiratory failure. Oh, can you please add in the surgical history in the past? That surgical history also includes cataract surgery and cervical loop electrosurgical excision. Next paragraph. Physical exam, this, Next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised to go for a complete pulmonary function study. and a CT chest without contrast, and a blood gas study. We will continue with the Brio Ellipta 100-25 micrograms on puff daily, and Bentyl and HFA inhaler, 2 puffs QIDPRN. She will use O2 2 liters at night, and a follow-up visit we arranged in approximately 4 weeks or early if necessary. Can you please add that in the first paragraph? The patient is on home oxygen at 2 liters, which she uses at night at 2 liters while sleeping. Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Hernandez, for this consultation. Copy for Dr. Teresa Hernandez, T-E-R-E-S-A, Hernandez, M-D. Thank you.